Hey, babe. Welcome home. Mwah. Oh, I'm glad you asked. That smell is dinner. I stopped by the library today, and they had their cookbooks on display, and I picked one out. How was your day? Did you come home from work your usual way? Yeah, I had to take all the back roads just to get home since there were accidents all up and down the highway. Well, you're home now, so you can relax and not think about any of that. Oh, before I forget, there was a message on the machine from Carrie. She said that the parts are in and the car should be finished by tomorrow. My day? Julie was late as always, so I did not get off on time. But I got some extra work done, so I don't have to do anything tonight. Hence the time to make dinner. Susan and I went to lunch together. She's gonna propose to Lily, which I'm super excited for her. They've been together for like 2 years now. The ring she picked out is so pretty. I missed you today. Really, being on vacation and being with you every day was like heaven, and only seeing you now in the evenings sucks. Dinner should be ready soon, though. I have some potatoes in the oven and some meat in the slow cooker. Do you want green beans, lima beans, or a salad for a side? Yes, you actually have to eat something green. Baby, it's a part of a well-balanced diet. You can't just eat meat and potatoes. Yes, I know you're my Adonis, but you're gonna get, I don't know, scurvy or something if you don't eat green vegetables every few meals. Oh, don't pout. Okay, then that's what I'll make for you. Now, what do you want to do after dinner? Babe, well, besides that, you perv. That's kind of a given. I was thinking maybe we could watch the next episode of The Crown. No, I did not sneak an episode without you. Babe, would I do that to you? Oh, come on. One time. Well, I watched one episode of Black Mirror and I never hear the end of it. I was just trying to kill time before you got home. I still watched it with you and I spoiled nothing. That's improvement, if nothing else. It's not the same. Babe, you didn't know any different. And I've never watched ahead without you since, right? You're never gonna let me live it down. You know what? Maybe we could do something else. Maybe we could put together one of those puzzles that Melinda got us. Yeah, the cool Disney Thomas Kincaid ones. We haven't even opened any of them yet. We could do the Tangled one with the lanterns, or the Cinderella one with her and the prince dancing, or maybe the one with Beauty and the Beast dancing under the moonlight. Yeah, that one sounds lovely. It'd be a nice romantic evening together. I could put a bottle of wine to chill, and we could have a glass or two while we put the puzzle together. Oh, we could even use those candles that were given to us for Christmas. Which ones do you think we should light up? We've got pomegranate left and winter spice, and I think we still have some of the sugar cookies, but I'd have to check. Yeah, that one does sound perfect, actually. Why don't you go change and I'll check on the food and I'll get those green things that you absolutely hate ready. And by the time you're finished and washed up, dinner should be ready for us. I love you. Now go change.